Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke over there. We're talking about prison. Just the best thing to be talking about right before the holidays, but think about the people that don't get to experience holidays with their families. That includes the guards that are watching over them, who are probably receiving a whole bunch of overtime because they are. We have a staff shortage problem in Wisconsin. Before I get to that, though, I do want to have a programming note for this station for everybody. Today's Devil's Advocate show will be hosted by Jim Santel. And then tomorrow, this show, as well as the Devil Show, will be a replay. And we're going to replay the January 6th show that we did live, where I sat there and watched.
Live streamed what was happening
at the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And Dom and Crudy did live coverage of it. And we're going to replay that tomorrow. And you're going to have to listen to it.
I still remember seeing like the first video when the gates were breached at the Capitol. And just like the shock that I was overcome with, because I was like, oh my gosh, is this really happening? And I like ran into the studio to like let everybody know. I was like, this is what's going on right now in DC. This is crazy. And then that entire day just unfolded.
And after an entire Trump administration worth of Trump administration, at that point, I was like, oh, okay.
I was
the dog in the room on fire going, this is fine.
Yeah. We were all the frog in the pot full of boiling water.
I know I should be freaked out, but I was like, this is par for the course. It's the grand finale of the movie.
Yeah. And anybody that's been watching the movie should have been able to tell that was a very possible outcome, and it was what happened.
But instead of, you know, the band going into the middle of a dead end alley and just running into themselves and hilarity ensuing, and you know, Bluto Blatarsky running off with his future wife becoming the future senator, instead of that happening,
good old Bluto.
Someone died and a lot of people got hurt, and
five people died, five or six people died.
Was injured.
Yeah.
So
that's the show that we will be replaying tomorrow.
We'll be replaying that tomorrow.
From 2 to 5 p.m.
And today, Jim Santel. And I promise you, we were going to bring this up a notch in just a little bit, but I do want to finish a couple notes about prisons. Now, you and I both grew up Catholic.
Correct.
And part of being Catholic, at least, I can speak for that, is that you believe in redemption. You believe in, you know, confessing your sins, but you also believe in redemption.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to be redeemed, the ability to rehabilitate, and to, you know, do bad things, but then come back and become a good person again.
Right.
Doesn't necessarily erase what you did. And we also believe in forgiveness and things like that. So that's where I'm coming from as far as my thought process when it comes to the prison system. Do I think that people should be put in prison? Yeah, there are definitely people who deserve prison.
And right.
Certain people just
we have
don't...
laws, and if you break laws, then yes.
But the question is that what is people's idea of what prison is and what does it do? Right?
Does it rehabilitate?
Does it rehabilitate? What's the purpose of it? Because a lot of people think, you know, lock them up, but they never put a thought beyond that. And it's not even like a question of, you know, these people deserve a chance or not. I'm not even trying to bring that up. It's the idea that the majority of people that go to prison get out eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything's a life sentence.
Nope.
And that those people are going to be back on the street no matter what happens. And what we do with those people, what we turn out, matters. Because they're going to come back to the neighborhoods that they were from and whatever state they're in. And if they've done their time, okay, if we believe you've done your time, you've paid for your crime, okay, let's rehabilitate you. We need to figure out a way to rehabilitate these people or else they're going to be right back in there. But I think what sums it up best, and I encourage everybody to go to devilradio927.com or even darnwi, darnwi.com.
Devil's Advocate's website.
Yeah. And look up the Ed Wall interview. Ed Wall was the former head of the Department of Corrections here, I believe, appointed under Scott Walker. And he wrote a book, and on his book tour, we had him on several times with the Devils. And he did a couple interviews, and I want to take at least one clip of the interviews with them, because he talked about how Scott Walker did not give a crap about state employees. He did not care about the prison system. He did not care about, and because it was run by the government, and he took the Reagan, you know, government stuff to heart, and he wanted to destroy state employees, even though he himself was one. Scott Walker, I'm talking about. So Ed Wall described what Scott Walker did, and here's a clip from that interview, just to give you an idea of talking about the what I'm putting back on the street.
The question you then have to answer is, what am I going to put back on the street? What's the product I'm going to put back out there? Does it make sense to keep them locked up as long as I can and as miserable as I can and send them back with no psychological help, no counseling for alcohol and drugs, no job skills, which is where I think that they would rather be? I think that they see corrections as a warehousing issue and not as a cultural issue and a social issue that needs to be addressed.
And therein lies the problem. It's how you look at the prison system. Now, people want
to narrative, like we talk about.
Yeah, it's the narrative that you tell yourself. Because a lot of people think, you know, lock them up in jail, you know, it's like Shawshank.
You send them there and they get better.
And it's just like Shawshank or whatever. But again, we're an incarcerating society.
America locks up more people than any other nation.
And
it's a fact.
And if you want to talk about narrative and you want to talk about the liberal media and stuff, well, how about this? How about, Unsolved Mysteries, NCIS, Law and Order, all four Chicago shows. You got, you know, The First 48.
Criminal Minds.
Literally, you scroll up and down your screen at any given time of the day. We complain about, you know, sex on TV and stuff. There's a murder being solved on any part of any TV, any given day, anywhere. We are obsessed with the criminal justice system, or at least sending people into them. But we don't even bother doing anything about the people who are in it. We don't think about what the actual reality of what we're doing is. And there's a chain of events that happens here, too, because if you're going to have a... You can't put more people in the prison system because the guards are already overworked. By the way, have you heard of the Stanford Prison Experiment?
Oh, yeah.
The idea that
it's a cornerstone of political science. You cannot, I believe, go through school in political science and not talk about it.
The idea is that people in power will, you know, use that
psychology
power.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. And as people were assigned as guards and people were assigned as prisoners. Right. The guards made up rules and became
the professor just gave a very
vague
description. It was like half the class is prisoners, half the class is guards. Guards keep the prisoners in line for the next week. And like that essentially was it.
In line meant whatever, and by the end of the week, it had deteriorated to.
Yes, they had to stop it early. They didn't get to the whole end of the week because it deteriorated so quickly, and students were being mistreated so quickly that the professor had to step in and stop the experiment.
When I was a door guy, I started getting really just mad when people just wouldn't do what I told them to. What? How could you? How dare you? I am. But then I was like, wait.
I'm just a bouncer and they're drunk.
Let's move on. Get over myself.
Yeah.
But that's the point is that, but imagine that situation, but not getting paid enough, also having to work overtime over and over and over again. Just that alone, this is separate from prisoners, but then you add the prisoners into the equation. You can't add more prisoners under these people's watches, right? So the prisons are getting full. And so, you know, Republicans will advocate for more prisons. All right, well, what are you doing with these people? What happens to them? It's a warehousing issue to them, like Ed Wall said. But that also gums up the works where you go down the line and you start, you know, people get lenient bail hearings and things like that. And next thing you know, people are out on the street that maybe shouldn't be. Or people slip through the cracks because they're like, well, we just can't send more people to prison today.
Right, because you've got overworked prosecutors, junior prosecutors in a prosecuting office, overworked that didn't get... Let's get to the point, what we're saying. The incidents that happened in Milwaukee County with John Chisholm's office, of his office being overworked because they have so many cases that had to stop because of COVID and the court hearings were not going quickly enough. So Brooks Jr., the gentleman that drove through the Waukesha Christmas parade, ended up killing people, and because he was let out on bail, because this whole system is stressed because of COVID-19 pandemic that one side refuses to try to get a handle on by telling people to wear masks and get vaccinated.
And they make it, the narrative, like we talk about, so simple.
It's law
so
and order.
So simple, because it's law and order and just lock them up. But really, it's very complicated. It's so simple. You can't make me wear stuff, wear a mask, and you can't make
my
me
personal get a mask, freedom.
My personal thing. But then down the line, you can't complain about the effects that you are causing down the line. And again, this goes back to Scott Walker attacking state employees from the get-go. And that is carried on. Let's get to some callers here on this subject, because I want to get to something awesome. I promised you something awesome. You're going to have something awesome. But you know who's awesome is Susan from her car. How you doing, Susan?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Glorious.
Well, this is a subject. It's glorious. Good. It's a glorious day out here. This is something that's really stuck in my craw for a long time, is that our legal system doesn't work for the majority of the people. And we just keep warehousing people and not really working on the problems that are underlying this whole situation that we have, which is, you know, we've gone with marijuana, you know, a lot of other things, community, socioeconomic things. So I think that, you know, it's just too bad that we live in a state now that the people who run it don't have a clue of what they're doing. And that's the sad part, because nothing is going to change, because, you know, we keep talking about it, but nothing happens. And it's very frustrating.
Yeah, because nobody's put forth an actual, and thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Nobody's put forth an actual solution to prison. Like, what makes prison better? Every chance I've gotten, I've interviewed people who have been to, you know, junior facilities on up to, you know, felonies that have been out, people who have been to prison before. Mm-hmm. And every single time I've had the opportunity to talk to someone who has been in the criminal justice system from any given point, from a short point, from a long point, young or old, what did you learn from your experience? And not one of them said anything even remotely not to do it again. And most of them said nothing. I wasted my time.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dick in Madison. How you doing, man?
Good, guys. Another example of this, disparities in how the laws are enforced. I'm sure you heard about the story about the lady who was like a matter of days from being totally off paper. You know, the one, and she voted, and she just gets slammed for another 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, you go down to the villages in Florida, and the actual, you know, voter discrepancies, shall we call them, or that actually did happen.
Yeah, reports of them voting in two different states.
Yeah, and the laws apply differently, and that's because of discretion. It's because discretion is allowed all the way down the line. Some cop pulls you over. They have discretion as to whether to charge you with anything or even give you a ticket. Once you get to court, that judge who you get seen before has discretion whether to go and dismiss the case altogether or even sentence you at all. When they're sentencing, they have discretion as to how much they need to sentence you. Up and down the line, there are different ways to go and, you know, bend the system to what you need to do. Let's go to Mark from the SAC really quick. How you doing, Mark?
Yeah, hey, I'm doing okay. And let's remember, Scott Walker was also when he was in the legislature, pushing the whole truth and sentencing law, that you know, making sure these guys get maximum sentencing and getting rid of parole, for good behavior in prisons, and that whole line of crap that they've been pushing too. I mean that, and actually these prisons, I mean that, and like, you know, Dick just brought up, I mean those clowns down in Florida that did that in the villages, they should be prosecuted federally then. If they're not going to give them state crimes like that, you prosecute them federally and you stick their asses in prison for.
Yeah, they should be. They should, or at least equality of prosecution under the law should happen.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Well, discretion breeds bias, and bias is tainted in disgusting ways sometimes.
But if we learn about this, it might be CRT.
Jeez. Yeah. That will be the cries that we will hear. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment left for the day. We got an exciting topic that we do want to change gears and hit. So we will cover that when we get back. But you can still give us a call, 844-967-2789.